Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is Hope and the Anointing Factor, Part 15. Within this subject, we're still dealing with the topic, Your Hope Enters into the Holy of Holies. Hopelessness does not come from a lack of money or lack of education or lack of opportunity. It is caused by being without Christ Jesus, being without the Word of God, and being without the anointing of God in a person's life, and not confactoring or considering the anointing of God, which is the supernatural power of God, that destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage of any problem or any situation in a person's life. Let me now go to Colossians 1:5. Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, that promise you're believing for, that hope of the gospel or the word of God, is laid up in heaven. It's a reality in heaven waiting for you to basically download it through your spirit by faith. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. What does it mean to the full assurance of hope? When you dwell and meditate on God's promises or that particular promise and you feed on it until it becomes so real on the inside that it's more real on the inside of you than the outside, and you can see that inner image, then you have the assurance by God that it's coming to pass. You have the full assurance of that hope becoming a reality. It also means for you to continue on seeing that on the inside of you and not doubting it or walking in unbelief or sin, which would interfere with that image. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 onwards. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. That means Abraham obtained the promise that was given to him by God. Verse 16, for men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute or argument. Verse 17, thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise of the immutability or unchanging of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, what are these immutable things? They are the body and blood of Christ Jesus, represented today in communion by the bread and the wine, that by two immutable things in which is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation or inner strength, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Verse 19, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Let's break down some of these verses for you. Verse 18, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. When a person runs or flees for refuge, they're looking for a safe place. This scripture is saying that when what is set before us as the hope, it's the gospel, it's the word of God, the Bible. So basically, when we have pressure come upon us, we run to the word of God, the promise of God, and we stay in that. That is our place of refuge. That is the hope that is set before us, the promise of God, the reality coming to pass. Verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters within the veil. This hope, which is an anchor, the Bible hope, as I've said before, is an anchor of the soul. It anchors the mind, the will, and the emotions when we're going through a hard time. That Bible hope is a reality. It's a truth. It's also a living thing. It will become a reality if we stay with it. Hallelujah. It also says in verse 19 that it is sure and steadfast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 20, where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest. When you lay hold of the hope or the Bible verse that you're believing for, that's set before us, it becomes an anchor of the soul, and it also enters within the sanctuary in the holiest place in existence. Your hope, that is the promise of God, your earnest, intense expectation, or your inner image, as you lay hold of it, it rises up on the inside of you. But that's not all it's doing. At the same time, it's rising up or raising up itself in the Holy of Holies in heaven. That image rises up on the inside of you, and at the same time, it's being projected into the heavenly Holy of Holies in front of the blood of Jesus Christ that is still alive and not coagulated or dried up. Your hope, the image of your hope, stands there in heaven. That image of you having been meditating on the Word of God for so long, it is being portrayed in heaven. The inner image of what you have is already completed in heaven itself. Keep drawing on it, and eventually it will portray in your spirit. And the Holy Spirit paints the inner image into your spirit man of your total, complete deliverance and success. Your faith begins to fill that image with substance in the natural, and what is real in heaven will become a reality in the natural realm for the person. In the Old Testament, when a person was anointed, the oil was poured onto the head, and it ran down from the head, on the face, on the beard, and onto the body. As born-again believers today, we are the body of Christ. We are the body of the one who has been anointed and appointed. Therefore, we are equipped with power. And this gives us real Bible hope. Not wishing, but Bible hope, which says it is a certainty and it will come to pass when we follow the principles of God and the Word of God through faith. Thank you for today. God bless.